Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We have been talking about God of Wonders. We've done up to part 6. I think today is part 7. God of Wonders. Praise the Lord. This morning we are going to be talking about some of the keys that will make us to walk in wonders. Because we know that Bible said miracles, signs and wonders, they are bread for his children. That means that when we breathe, there must be supernatural happenings all around. And so, what are the things that one would have to embrace spiritually in terms of our faith for this promise to become a reality? And I think that the disciples, knowing what they knew, was what made them to shake their world. We will also shake our world based on what we embrace by faith. Praise the Lord. So if you're ready to walk in wonder, say, I'm ready. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 10 to 16. 1 Kings 17, 10 to 16. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering 2 sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. Praise the Lord. So, and Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first. Bring unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. Praise the Lord. The God of Wonders, part 7. Please take your seat. God of Wonders, part 7. We see in this whole chapter that Israel is encountering drought. And in the drought, food became an issue. Of course, when there is drought, that means that rainfall pattern is very, very bad. And it's because Israel was also predominantly into agriculture, they were struggling, really. I believe that at that time, there was high food insecurity. So this woman who had a son, or whom the Bible speaks of her and the son, was there gathering 2 sticks and trying to make some small food to eat with the son so that they could die, because that was their last. And God spoke to Elijah at the brook Cherith and said, go to Zarephath. I have commanded, I have prepared a woman, widow woman, to sustain you. Question I want to ask is that, how is it possible that a woman who is a widow, who is gathering 2 sticks with her son, who has a small cruse of oil and a small dough, how is that woman able to sustain a whole prophet who is in need of full care for all his life? And yet God says that, go there, this woman who seems to be needy is going to sustain you. And when the Lord said to Elijah that the woman is going to sustain you, the woman herself didn't know that she was going to sustain anybody. She was just going to eat and die. Because she was at her wit end with very scarce resources that could not even take care of herself and her house. So, what does it mean in application, as far as this test is concerned? That one, God could trust this woman to do his bidding. Number two, that the least of the things you have is not your biggest problem or challenge. Number three, right? That mostly your capacity is beyond or more than your experience. Number four, the miracle is always there waiting for you to step into it. So if you made a note, revise it for me, because this thing is coming from my heart. I think number one, we said that God could trust the woman. Praise the Lord. Is that also to obey God, right? So even though she was needy, God said, go, I have commanded her. You know, you don't instruct or command someone who is needy and think that that person will be obedient. Except you trust that person. Except you are sure of their loyalty, their obedience, and spirituality. So Elijah goes there and then says to the woman, give me water, a symbol of the spirit. So the very first thing Elijah sought to test was the spirituality of the woman in obedience. Your spirituality or your obedience is a testament to your spirituality. That you find it difficult to obey is a sign of carnality. It's a sign of the flesh taking over your mind, taking over your space. So when you are struggling to obey God, it's not like you are not born again. It's just that you have more carnality than spirituality. That's it. And you know, when it comes to spirituality, it's a mindset. So Romans says that to be carnally minded, then it talks also about to be spiritually minded. So there is a spiritual mind that easily obeys God. And there is a carnal mind, and that carnal mind, though is a believer, is a Christian, struggles to obey God. Because the flesh dictates to the carnal mind. So this woman proved her spirituality. So water is a symbol of the spirit. He said, go give me water. She was very happy. And as she was going, then Elijah now brought the main matter. He said, make me some food to eat. Woman turned around. He said, pardon? Are you talking to somebody else? This house is a house of scarcity. And that's the second point. I don't know, did we make that second point, that the least of the things you have is not your biggest challenge? Mostly we look at our challenge based on what we have or what we don't have. I have small money. I have small job. I have a small house. I have small resources. But that's not your biggest issue, because even with God, the biggest harvest from God comes from a very small seed. And so God always sees harvest in a seed. So when what you have is small, that is not your problem. Your biggest problem is your spirituality. It's your obedience in the use of whatever God has given to you. Because what's important is that God has given you something. And with that something, as small as it is, with the power of God, it can become as big as it can be. Look at Jesus when he was confronted with the issue of the crowd following him for a long time, and evening came and they were hungry. He said to the disciples, feed them. They said, we don't have enough to feed them, because human beings are always thinking about what is enough or what is not enough. But that's not how God sees. God doesn't see what is enough or what is not enough. He sees what is in your hand that is enough for his power to move. It's not about the size. It's about the quality of your faith in operating what God has given you. If he gave you this, this is what is enough for him to glorify himself. And if he gave you this, this is what is enough for him to glorify himself. If you are here, say, I'm here. So Jesus took the little boy's lunch. And whereas the disciples said it was not enough, when he took it, he didn't complain. He said, just bring it. It's enough. He prayed, thanked the Lord, and it was multiplied. So the issue was not in the quantity. It was not in the size. It was in the fact that his mind and the way he operated was different from the way the disciples operated. So for you to be able to change your operational mechanism from seeing small as small and tapping into the capacity within the small, you need to go up in faith. What do you need to? You need to also shift your mindset. You need to do what? And you need to go up in your spirituality. Praise the Lord. So what you have in your hand, whether it's small in your eyes or big in your eyes, it's not the issue. It's the faith you are operating with. That's the issue. Number three, we said that your capacity is bigger or beyond your experiences. So this woman was encountering drought. She was encountering scarcity. Her experience was that we are famished. This is food insecurity. This is poverty. This is high inflation. The market is not good. This is we are getting ready to die. This is a dying season, a dying moment. It's a season where rain is not falling. Everything we have is problematic. That's your experience. How do you juxtapose your experience with your faith? There are two categories of people. One category has to do with a group of people whose experiences are more powerful to them, or it's more realistic to them than their faith. And then there is another category of people whose faith is more realistic and more practical and powerful to them than their experiences. For the child of God, you live in a world, a dual world of faith and experiences. But your real tool as a child of God is your faith. And your faith gives you capacity more than your experiences. And so that's why you hear a song like, I'm not moved by what I see, I'm not moved by what I hear, I'm only moved by the word of God. So when we say your faith is your biggest capacity, what we mean is that the promises of the word of God, because they are yea and in Christ, amen, that gives you more insurance, more certainty for a great day and a great life than what any human economy can give you. And so when you are in an economy where your experience, maybe you don't have a job, you have finished school, you are trying, business is not working, your real experience is not in, your real capacity is not in what you are experiencing. So sometimes, that's why you can see scripture, when you are down, it says that see yourself that you are top. Because as far as God is concerned, by faith, you are always the head and ahead. Never the tail and behind. As far as God is concerned, you go in this thy might. And in this thy might does not always give you opportunity to see everything working well around you. Gideon said, nothing is working around me. He said, I'm a strong man. He said, I'm a deliverer. I'm struggling. He said, I'm a rich man. Are you here at all? No man is proposing to me. He said, I'm going to be a great family person. What are you talking about? And some of you can remember the last time a man even looked in your direction. 3 years ago. What a drought. From today, it's over in Jesus' name. So you can see that in the way God sees things, he sees it from the perspective of solution, sees it from the perspective of positivism, optimism, he sees it from the perspective of there is no problem, because God doesn't see problems, God sees solutions. And so whenever you are in an experience, he saw the dry bone, he called them the army of God. And eventually, when all his processes and procedures came together, you saw an army rising, even though the experience was that they were dry bones. Jesus got to the tomb of Lazarus, and he didn't see a dead man. He saw a man who was asleep. He said, "Lazarus, come forth." He didn't even say, "Rise from the dead." He said, "Come forth." They said, "He's dead." He said, "He's asleep." So when you have faith, your definition of your experiences are different. Or it's different. When you have faith, what is happening around you doesn't define who you are, doesn't define what you are going to be. What defines who you are and what you are going to be is your faith based on the promises of God to your life. So when you are in drought, God says that, "I have already made this woman, given this one capacity to sustain a prophet, even though she doesn't have much to eat." That is to say that God knows what he put into your life. And until most of the time you come to the level where you are at the same level with how God sees you and what he has given you, you will operate below capacity. So that is why you are always more than what you are experiencing. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody you are more than what you think you are. And sometimes you worry for nothing. Especially you, sister. Tell the sister. You like worrying. It's like you like worrying. Everything, then you start by worrying. Why are you like that? Tell the brother, "Brother, why are you not making moves?" Your chance, sir. Oh, chance, sir. $10,000. But you are more than that. Praise the Lord. Are you not surprised that when you made the move to talk to the sister, you were surprised how it was not difficult for her to accept you? You self, it shocked you. Just say, "I can't watch it. I thought," said you, "that it was going to be very difficult, but because we should send your sister near plush and portion." Then say, "I could drop on out to Anomon." Sano or Chen, you are always more than your experience. That's why your background must not define who you are. Who gave birth to you, where you come from, your educational level, all those things, they are great, but they should not define who you are. The level you find yourself now must not define who you are. Jesus said, "If you give by faith, I will let men give you, pressed down, shaking together, running over." So, even when you have a container, most of the time what God is doing with your life has to do with the overflow level. There is a running over level that is always beyond your human capacity. That he said, "I will bless you until you have no room to contain." So God is always operating in the no room to contain level. So if your mind knows the measure of your capacity, when God steps into a matter, he always goes beyond the capacity you are used to. He's always operating. He says that, "And to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above what you think or ask." So when he really sets off to bless you, it's always beyond what you think or what you know your capacity to be. It's always beyond. That's why I'm very sure that this church, it will be greater than we see it now. And you'll be blessed that you are part of this ministry. And I see Milonia sitting here this morning. I see people owning properties all around in the city and across the borders of this country. I see people who are feeding generations. And I see women who are heavily loaded with multi-cash. Oh my God. Dollars and pounds and powerful currencies in the global market space. I see people who are owning businesses, employing people, people who are taking care of communities, people who are building properties for communities in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, please take your seat. You may be Like someone who is down there, but God sees you in the overflow. Someone said, my real capacity is in the flow of the overflow. Say, I flow in the overflow. Is it powerful already? At the end, this Bible said that the cruse of oil never failed. And whatever, verse 14, the meal never wasted and the cruse of oil never failed. The woman was operating in the overflow. But in her eyes, what I have is a small muscle and a small oil. That was her experience. But God's measure for her was beyond what her experiences were. Praise the Lord. So if you're a child of God, you may walk in your experience. That's why it's different, because we are always receiving what God is telling us based on our experience. He said, let the weak say, I am strong. Your experience is that you are weak. But your real capacity in Christ is that you are strong. And the challenge is how to set aside the weakness you are feeling to know that your end is the strength. How to set aside your poverty and to know that your end is prosperity. Let the poor say, I am what? That's your real capacity in faith, is that you are rich. But how do I set aside not being able to pay my rent? Or it's left with 2 months and I have a ragged landlord. How do I set aside that? How do I set aside not being able to pay my fees? Not being able to afford my transportation, you know, not being able to do this, how do I set aside that? To believe that I am rich. Ask somebody, have you not asked yourself that question a million times? Praise the Lord. The way to know that you have asked yourself a million times this question is when you say, I've done everything that I know to do. Why is it not working? Please, have you found out that when it started working, there was not much to do? It was just working because it was supposed to work. And it always works. And God is always working. Tell somebody, it's working for me. We have not gone into the matter. Why? My mouth went to Petri to say some 4 things. I don't remember the last one. What's the last one? Kujunyami. Eh? We operate in the dual realm, right? Of faith. Is that what I said? Read it to me now. Did you write it? Well, the miracle is always waiting for you to step in. Praise the Lord. It's always waiting. This woman, God said that you are going to feed the prophet. The miracle was, this miracle, the oil flowing, the muscle of bread also, no season, was already programmed by God. It was already flowing. She was just meant to step in by faith. And this is our reality. When you are stepping into the market, into your workplace, you should not have the mindset of a grasshopper. You should not have a needy mindset. You should have a mindset of God who is able to do. You should have the mindset of abundance is my portion. You should have a mindset. When you are going for a surgery, you should have a mindset that it's going to be perfect. The miracle is there. My healing has been secured. The perfection of the surgery has been done. That's why many of you, when I'm maybe having a time of prayer with you, you are expecting me to do acrobatics. I don't have any acrobatics to do. Because the gimmicks, they belong to people who don't know their God. They don't know their God. They shall walk strong and they shall see exploit. Praise the Lord. When you know your God, it makes you stable. Strong. This problem is already dealt with. There was no battle God said they should enter that he had not already defeated the enemy for them. There is no challenge that's coming your way that God has not already dealt with it. So you are following the process of faith and the procedures of life. But know that the result has already been secured.
Even when things are beating you and bashing you, if you're a woman here, you're having miscarriages, God forbid, it will not happen in this house. But if such a thing was happening, still be convinced, like Paul said, I am persuaded in the Lord that I have believed. Be convinced. They said PCOS. Look for an abbreviation that makes you more fruitful. Look for something. Polycystic ovarian fruitualia. Form your own. Somebody form this one. Are you here at all? They say your system is not working. You say it's working. Holy Ghost cannot live in a container and the container is not. It's not possible. How can the Holy Ghost be your engine and that engine has crashed? It's not possible. You step into the miracle. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Is somebody stepping into the miracle? I see you stepping into the miracle. And it doesn't matter how impossible it looks to you. You will see the manifestation of the Lord in Jesus' name. Most of the time, God just sets the systems, the structures, waiting for you to take from them. The rock that gave them water didn't look like it could give water. But Moses had to just minister to the rock. Water came. It had never been known that bread and manna could come from heaven. But it was programmed. He told them to go. He knew what he had done on the way. You know, sometimes when we behave some way, even heaven shocks. Time bia, you go to route one. And so, uko worry kakra. Uko complain kakra. Uko nya symptoms of stress and depression kakra. Now we are moody kakra. Now bumpire su kakra. Now we withdraw from us. So I need to show kakra. Answer. Snake, you will come out of your hole when you have done your own funeral. We are melodramatic. Every time you want to experience something very negative before you move forward, as if all that negativity is part of your faith, that makes God to move. God doesn't see your sorrow. Even that, he sees your faith. Your faith is what makes him feel like you really trust him. When you are hard pressed and he sees how you have come to him trusting that, oh, I know that, oh boy, you are the Odogu. It will happen. The thing is pinching me, but I'm not dying. Is God talking to someone now? It's pinching me, but I'm not dying. One of my wife stayed with her auntie and the husband for many years. He was blind. He was not blind from birth, but he became blind with time. And after a while, he developed some other things. So he had one thing or the other. One time they told him that his kidneys, you know, he should be on dialysis. He left the hospital. They gave him all medicine. He told the wife, no, don't go and collect any. Let's go. And urine had retained in her system. He couldn't even wee. He went. He was weeing blood. He said, I'm not dying. He said, they are not serious. He told the doctor to his face. Old man, he had listened to Bishop Oedeposa and he felt it in the end. Say, who is dying? They say you shouldn't eat this, you shouldn't eat that, you shouldn't. I'm not saying go and do it because you don't even have faith for headache. He went to him, he just told them, he said, fry egg for me, do this for me, do it. They was preaching, he said, everything came out. He didn't die. He survived for years. He got one thing or another thing, he survived. Finally, what the devil did was that he just died of something. That the thing was shum. But if it was something to give him process, they said kidney has not, he would defeat it. But he just slipped and died. Not from there. Oh, this one, he's healed for many years. He told the doctor, "You are not serious." The nurse said, you people are not serious. He left the office. The wife said he should cool down with his blindness. He left the wife. He was going. He got to him. He said, "Is there anybody here?" Faith, major faith. I'm hungry. Give me this thing. They were not giving. He peppered them. They brought it. Peppered them. What you need to do is to develop your faith. Because you fight with your faith. Some of us, I mean, this is an extreme one. But some of us, even whilst we are taking the medicine, we are dying ahead of the medicine. You are taking the medicine. That's a natural support. It should give you succor to operate your faith. Praise the Lord. But we don't do. I'm dying gradually. Every time you hear somebody has died of whatever, you are appropriating it. It's like my own is coming. I'm about to add to that statistics. God forbid. Bible says, when you hear that men are cast down, you shall say there is a lifting up. There's always a miracle for you to step in. That arrangement has been done by God. Praise the Lord. Say, I'm stepping into it. One more time, say, I step into it. And the scriptures we just read here, the lesson I want us to take from this scripture is the fact that this woman received the miracle because she was sacrificial. Heavily sacrificial towards God, towards God's work, towards God's man, towards sacrificial to the voice of God, obedient to the voice of God, sacrificial towards God's work. Give me water. I'm in problem, but I'm going to give you water. Sacrificial. And it was a moment of drought. When there's drought, water is the most essential commodity. He said, give me food. That one too, she had small, and she said, pardon, and she still went to prepare. And what was even annoying was that the prophet said, me first. Don't even taste whether the food tastes well. Bring it first. I will test it. I will eat it first. Sacrifice is when you place God first above yourself. When you place the work of God ahead of your own needs, ahead of your own convenience, your own comfort, and ahead of your own desires. That is sacrifice. Setting yourself aside and making God happy. Setting your priorities in a way that you are secondary to yourself and God and everything God stands for is first. When you see that you are making yourself first, you have lost your sacrifice. And if you lose your sacrifice towards God, you are not tapping into the supernatural, because then you are not doing anything with God at all. It's when you are working with God that God works with you or works for you. And what makes you, one of the things that makes you to key into working or the working abilities of God is when you set yourself aside and you place God as your priority. John the Baptist said, let him be known and let me not be known. Let him be known, let me be hidden. He said that, and when he is lifted up, he will now draw on the men I came to save. He will draw them to me. Are you here at all? He said, the latchet of his shoes, I'm not worthy. He is greater. He said, the one that is coming, I'm not even worthy. He is the main deal. Look to him and look for him. Don't look for me. A sacrificial person doesn't want to be seen in the picture. Wants God and his work to be seen in the picture. Wants things to work for God and his work. And in return, it just allows God to do whatever God knows how to do best in their life. If you hold to your life, you will lose it. Because human beings are not created to hold their lives. You are not created to watch over yourself. You are not created to take care of yourself. Are you here at all? Especially if you are a believer, your life must be in the hands of God. And if you don't understand sacrifice, it will be difficult to be operating in the supernatural. He said, take up your cross. Take up your cross. Tell someone, take up your cross. Your cross is your sacrifice. That's a burden you bear to ensure that you make things work for God. And when it is so, he said, I will bless you in eternity, and here on earth you will be blessed. Sacrifice. Say sacrifice. So the general principle, after talking about righteousness, having a deeper spirituality, is to have the posture of sacrifice. A believer who does not understand the language of sacrifice will limit him or herself from the supernatural. It takes sacrifice to pray. It takes sacrifice to read the word. It takes sacrifice to fast. It takes sacrifice to obey the word of God, to be in fellowship with the Christian. This morning, there are people who are as unwell as those who have decided not to attend church. And those who are unwell and have attended church, either they have something to do for God, or they are just obeying God for being in the fellowship, are not different from those who have raised an excuse. So you will live here with a stronger faith than someone who is cut from hearing the word because you sacrificed. Does that mean that those who could not go beyond the level of sickness you have to be here are not Christian? They are. It's just that they don't have sacrifice. And you see, one of the sacrifices you do in fellowship is that when it comes to fellowship, numbers attract numbers. So when you leave your place, you are really doing a lot of problems to the kingdom of God. So sometimes you don't even have energy to do much, but you have to show up. Jesus was hungry, he showed up. He was in pain, he showed up. They were beating him, he showed up to the cross. He was teaching us sacrifice. No wonder the grave could not hold him. Wonder happened in the grave that had never happened before, because he was heavily sacrificial. Heavy. If your heart doesn't embrace sacrifice, it will be difficult for your hand to receive the harvest of the supernatural. And sometimes God will be ministering to your heart and you'll be suppressing it. God is pushing you in a particular direction and you are blocking it. You hear the word explicitly. Do this, do that. And you are blocking it. Tell somebody, let it go, let it go. Free yourself. The prophet said, go bring that thing there. The woman said, eh. Now, a dynamic of sacrifice is that it must pinch you. The woman questioned the prophet, are you talking about the oil and the dough? That's when the woman started explaining. And she explained and she got tired. You go explain tire. Sacrifice go make you explain tire. He said, this thing that we are talking about, man of God, it's not plenty. Small. If we are going to die, you let's eat and die. Then you are coming to collect the one we are going to eat. Abba, Abba. You know, sometimes God asks you to do, say, you look at God and say, Abba, Abba. Why didn't you tell somebody in America to do it? You have come to Accra. With our small money. Abba. It's okay to complain, but make sure you do it and do it on time. Tell somebody it's okay to complain. Because you are fighting against carnality. You are fighting against the flesh. So sometimes the flesh, you may start off by complaining, may start off by having inhibition, having some difficulty, some restraint. But when your mind settles by faith, make sure you do what God is asking you to do. So that's why sometimes you are there, I'm not coming to church. Oh. Then the Holy Ghost will tell you, look at the time. Don't turn again there. Just rise up and say, I'd rather obey God than obey myself and my flesh. Is God talking to somebody now? Sacrifice. The woman sacrificed. She didn't know what was going to happen. The prophet also did not say that when you give me, there will be plenty food and plenty oil. No. The sacrifice is a real test of your faith and trust in God. When you don't know what the outcome is going to be, and yet you trust God enough to do what he is bidding you to do, that's sacrifice. The woman with the widow's mite just gave her all. Pam! She didn't know Jesus was going to notice her. She just gave. Praise the Lord. But just look at our opportunity. The Bible instructs us to give with an expectation. To sacrifice with an expectation. So we are even better placed that we know that give and it shall be given unto you. Not just money. Time, your skill, everything. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaking together. Running over. God will cause men and earthly systems to give to your bosom. So you do something for God and his work, and God causes the systems of this world as channels to supply to you what must be supplied to you. If no one is minding you, check your sacrifice. I'm telling you, if all you have is your salary, every month, check your sacrifice to God. Hand to mouth. If all the money you have is what you work for. There are people, they serve, they are waiters, nobody even gives them tip. Check yourself. Sacrifice. He said, give me first. If you want, we are in almost in December. God will be telling you, bring your Isaac. Then you to yourself, the whole year now, what did I see? Then you are now asking me, bring my Isaac. What Isaac? Which of the Isaacs? Each man said, you are mentioning Isaac. The one and only Isaac. God gave his beloved son. His only beloved son. Praise the Lord. To show us the way of sacrifice. Is God talking to someone now? This week, we are going to start a Testimony World Conference. There is something God wants to do in our lives. We would have done it next week, but I don't trust that people will be sacrificial enough towards God. For you see, and anytime you are sacrificing, God is actually trying to do something good for you. But as human as we are, the things that will inure to our benefit, they are the things we fight. You are sacrificing, he's giving you an overflow. He's causing men to give you. And yet, that whole topic of sacrifice is the most problematic of the topics that you are used to. If I were you, I would embrace sacrifice above everything. Because in sacrifice, I see the hand of God. But if Jesus himself was preaching this message, you would still say, Nga. If you will do, no sacrifice. And we are just like that. They say go to the gym. The gym is not going to help the gym instructor, even though you are paying some small money. It's going to help your cholesterol. It's going to help your blood pressure. It's going to make you live long, but I won't do. Nowadays, our medical doctors have seen that intermittent fasting is also good. So they say, please, madam, yeah, no, what fast? You know, when I said I will fast somewhere in December into January, someone was asking me, so what will happen to the Christmas food? Since you were born, you have been eating Christmas food, sir. You are 20, you are 30. What has it done for you? You've been eating, sir. All your life you have been eating every day. What has it done for you? Amu ye chiriye kra wo nye Muslim kra wo sorry sign the this our time na pepepe. It's not done anything for you. Where done it in the hoba? Wo say ah you good. Am I coming to me? Am I no I me kafa. No I go fed. Where done na ye? Kau kra de nya de a obey but where done? And for the first time, you have opportunity to sacrifice this food. You know, one of the things, Bible says Sodom and Gomorrah went down. One of the things that made them go down is that they were gluttons. Yeah. When food takes over your mind, your destiny slows down. The Bible calls it the curse of this life. Do not be concerned. Do not worry about what you eat, what you wear, where you sleep. Because it will not, he said, no one has worried like this. And it has added. That's a major deficit. When your worry is for that, it's minus. Every time, what are we going to eat? Where is it coming from? Where is my food coming from? Where? And so some people, once there's no food or money for food, they become very agitated. Wow. Look at somebody say, wow. At this level, please be talking to me. At this level, if you cannot stay away from food small, Abba. One time I was here, I was fasting for days. I think I was doing a whole week just being on water. Someone saw me and said, hey, Pastor, are you fasting? I said, yeah. He said, hey, you have become very thin. I said, yeah, it will be over soon. He said, so how are you doing? I said, oh, I'm drinking water. I'll be fine. He said, for how many days? I said, the whole week. He said, hey. He said, Pastor, you are not normal. I said, you are a liar. A liar. No, very normal. Very normal. The thing with sacrifice is that if you don't try from step one, you will never build the strength for step two. That's why you see the people who give, they continue to give. Because they build the strength, they build the muscle by stepping step one, step two, step three. There are things when I'm doing for God, it's now nothing to me. There are decisions that I now make for God with reflex mind. Like, it's even non-negotiable. Do you understand? But it was not so some time ago. But because I'm used to sacrificing, it's become like a default way of living. Now my mind is, why should it not be so? Are you with me? Come on now, are you sure you are with me? Sacrifice. You will not see the mighty act of God if you maintain what you are and who you are. Sacrifice makes you to step into God's zone, God's territory. You are praying 30 minutes, sacrifice will make you do 45. Then you add some small fast to it, even if it's 6 to 12. Even if it is a Daniel fast, you drop your heavy water in the morning and take some small green tea. Not with a sonzu or kopo, but a real teacup. Or even you just take it with your cup. But at least you have sacrificed some heavy dew. What a food dear, dear. Sacrifice. That small, how do you call it? This stevia, they call it what? One of it is stevia. Sweetener, small sweetener. Or some honey. Small, not your usual level. Just what they buy, sick. Because we know who got 3 hours and I say, yeah, bob at 10 and up around the year now. This week we are going to fast though. Now, hope, ain't you know, oh dear, we know that you don't fast, you are not used to fasting. It's like it's an abomination to fast. But this year, no, God is calling you to a fast. Yeah, in the book of Joel, the Lord called the whole nation to a fast. When Jonah got to Nineveh, the whole nation was called to a fast. Even animals were fasting. Small, maybe if you eat some fruit. One. Real fruit. Not orange. Two acidic. Yes, just the fruit is just, even eating that fruit, you are sacrificing a portion of eating that fruit. Because we say, when you are eating banana, you take a whole bunch. Watermelon, you just buy a whole pack. The ball must be round and big. Then you spread yourself, you do dice, as if you were surging. And put it in that tray. And as you are watching TV, you are ministering to it. You are performing that surgery. By the time you know, who did now say, oh, now say, hey, de. Hey, de, pa, hey, de. Hey, de. Where we? Debbie, you take a slice, two slices. I say, hey. I say, I say, hey, I say, who did I say, but it's your mind. Are you here at all? It's your mind. Whether you eat this big or this small, it's just your mind. Can you imagine that sometimes someone is ill, he goes to the hospital, and they give the person food through the IV. You don't chew chicken. You don't eat your fufu that you want to feel in your mouth. Eh? Every time your tongue wants to feel something. You know, but this time around, you didn't know any idea amount. Who would that? And she besides, what did you also mean? Did he? And so, what did the pepper want you no more? Sacrifice. Yesterday, somebody gave a testimony and said that when we went to inaugurate that church, you know, she stepped out for a pledge. She didn't have the money. She went to liquidate an investment. And the Sunday she honored the vow, she had a surprise. She had food stuff. She had money. Sacrifice. That food stuff would never have come to her. That money would never. The miracle is always there. You have to be obedient to step into it. Praise the Lord. These days, charismatics, we don't see, you know, we say that, where is the power in the church? Where is the power in the church, you know? It's not only by prayer. It's by a set of principles of faith that we need to apply our faith to in order for us to see the act of God in our midst. Or else you think that maybe the pastors are not praying enough. Maybe the church is not powerful enough. You are a liar. The believers Jesus commissioned, they were very sacrificial. They left all they were doing to go and do all that the Lord said they should do. Praise the Lord. Are you blessed this morning? Tell somebody you are catching the spirit of sacrifice. So catch it right now. Catch it right now. Tell somebody. I'm prophesying to you to catch it right now. Catch it. Catch it. Catch it. Catch it. Catch it. You see me, I'm doing the work of God. Boy, heavy commitment. Sometimes there are people who want to see me, I don't want to see them. Then I ask myself, God has called you to shepherd his people. They want to see you. You say you want to sleep. They want to see you say, my brain is part. Sometimes somebody has misbehaved in the West. And you are using that misbehavior from the West to treat people from the East. And if you are not careful, you are a pastor, in that season when your heart is broken from misbehavior of people, all those other genuine people who have not done anything will suffer together. So I will be there. I say, Evans, give them all. Let them come. You'll be coming. I am bleeding, but I'm smiling. What's happening? They say, whoa, pastor was really nice. Internal bleeding is happening. But I have no choice. My choice is that I have sworn to raise my hands to the Lord. And so I don't have even a plan B. I don't have even life B. It's my A life with God. If I'm offended, I will still throw that offense away. Come and do the work of God. After that, we'll talk about the matter. The offense can never lead me. I'm so offended that I don't want to preach. One pastor was telling me, saying, I stopped preaching. 3 weeks I've not gone to preach. Easter came, they didn't come to honor me. December came, they didn't come to honor me. This church, they are very stingy. I said, did the people call you? What's their problem? What have they done? They don't appreciate me. Oh. It's not an employer that appreciate an employee. Did the people employ you? Is God not your employer? Were you not called by God? Hello? What is the problem with the people now? And they were, what is the software be a sin and God for not to car a mano? I don't know which kind of people God gave me. You have to be sacrificial to God. He said, don't be offended in me. It's suicidal to be. And sometimes you give, you think it's sacrificial, and God is pushing you. Pushing you. Push you. Don't be push me, no go. Yeah. I'm sure that Jonah, he had been on an errand before. And that time when God said, go to Nineveh, he said, this one I'm not going. Kai. He bought a ticket to Joppa instead of Nineveh. Then God met him. God faced him on the water. He said, you are running away from me. Ubua. Baby, I will go piano. Either you go by instruction or you go by persecution. And sometimes we just expose ourselves to unnecessary persecution because we are tired of sacrificing. I'm tired. tired. You got tired, divorce your husband. You can't divorce Christ. And you cannot be tired for working with Christ, because what he gave you as capital from the beginning, as your life, you will never finish paying what he has given you. You will owe him, even in debt, in eternity, you will still be owing him. So you can never be tired with someone you owe all your life, and you owe your life to. Every day he owns you, and you live for him. Praise the Lord. If he makes you marry, you owe him. If you never marry, you still owe him. If you have children, you owe him. He said the children, they are gift from me. Are they on? If you never give birth, you still owe him. If you get money, you owe him. If you don't get money, you owe. You have, tell somebody, you don't have a choice. So you are going to sacrifice whether you like it or not. So when you have money, tell God, all this money is your own. How much do you want? Collect it. Leave you the rest to spend. Praise the Lord. Clap your hands. Bless the Lord. We owe it to him. Look at the scripture in verse 14, 15. So he says that, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the. Even your next level is going to be God who is going to send the rain. All my life, when I came into Christ and I started maturing, I've always wanted to be on the side of God. On the side of God. It's always safer like that. Verse 15, and she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. According to the preaching, pastor is preaching by scripture. As pastor is preaching right now. She went and did. Tell somebody the wonders, the miracle, it belongs to doers. Tell somebody. Not hearers, not listeners. You know, when you are listening, you are so excited. Oh, I'm going to be sacrificed. And when you live here now, the Bible says that you are like the seed that fell by the roadside. Excited, but no roots. She went and did. Miracle is for doers. It's not for wishes. It's not for listeners. She went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she, look at the first beneficiary. As she gave to God, the Bible said, and she, who was first? After she gave to God, who was the first beneficiary? The thing God did in her house, who was the first beneficiary? I want to hear. When God brought a miracle into that house, who was the first person who benefited? Whose name is there? When the miracle happens, you will be the first, the sacrificial person is also the first beneficiary. And she, and he, the prophet was just a channel. The church is a channel. Whatever you did for the kingdom of God is a channel. That channel will always become the secondary channel, giving you more opportunities. But once the miracle happens, that channel becomes the secondary channel, giving you opportunity for more. If you are serving in the church, if you are sowing in the church, if you are doing something for God, when the miracle happens, bam, you are the first beneficiary. Before now the prophet. Because the whole resources God now commits into your hand because you are faithful. Praise the Lord. You see that you have bought a new house. I bought a new car. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Some people say they don't know cars, but once they have money, they start knowing cars. She first. Tell somebody, when you sacrifice, the miracle will happen. Wonders will happen. And you will be the first beneficiary. When you go to medical school, they say, you will learn. How many years? 6 years or so. You say, hey, when you finish, are you not a doctor? Is there somebody who went to medical school and they made the mother the doctor? She. And it's troubling that you have been in the Lord and you cannot really, really mention that these are my sacrificial pathways. That's why everything is hard. Even in a rare situation when they are saying they are doing some fundraising for some missionary work, in your mind, oh, we be ma. We mu na omo ma no. Ya so ni dia, eh, amafo no wo ho. You know, ya bo apa we be ko. Wa dwim mo kra, eh, ene no nsori ana. Wo no so, wo nan ye. Wo ni nan. Do o sori a wo be wundi. Omo amo sori no wei. Ye hwem wo. How will you come up? Tell somebody, come up. I can't hear you. Tell somebody, you too. Come up. He. Before the whole house. Praise the Lord. I'm praying that you will encounter miracles as you sacrifice unto the Lord. That amen is not coming out at all. This November, December, may you see the handiworks of God in the mighty name of Jesus. As you move by faith and step out in sacrifice in the things you do for the kingdom and sowing your material into the kingdom, may you see the wonders of God in your life. I said you will see the wonders of God in your life. Can you rise? You will see the wonders of God in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Where is that amen? It's not coming out at all. Tell somebody, if you are sacrificial, you will see the wonders of God. Sacrifice. I love God and I'm giving Him. I'm sacrificing my life to Him. When you are comfortable and you are doing things out of comfort, it's not sacrifice. David said, it has to cost me. The woman was going, he said, Abba, water. Okay. Not this food though. This food is too much. Why are you bringing food into the matter? Man of God. Why are you bringing food into the matter? But just say, you see, when there is a call to sacrifice, you don't need diplomatic language. The man of God said, make for me first. And there is no negotiation. If you like, do. If you like, don't do. We'll see who will suffer. And chile mu, oh, we are nyame beye, udia nyabutre, udia so nyameshe, and get to that level when you take the word of God for what it is. Praise the Lord. Let the word move you. Praise the Lord. Peter said, at thy word, my dream would come in, but my tell us something, I'm going to take that step. At thy word. I have personally, I have passed that level where I question a lot of the things that God instructs me to do. I say, do. Even if today, say, you do this, I'm coming to carry you, I will do. Carry me, go. Well, like, you can't live for yourself. Tell someone, the questions are too much. Please tell some three people that God told me this morning. Please move. Talk to about five people. God sent me to you this morning to tell you that you need to be sacrificed. I see some people, they are not moving. Move. Go to that brother with that broad chest and look at him. Tell him that I am a size 8 lady telling you that, brother, you need to be sacrificial. Sacrifice, move. The question is too much. The things God has been telling you, you've written all of them down, you've not done them. That's why you are not seeing the handiworks of God. Everything you are questioning. They say do follow up, you are questioning. They say go for teens ministry, you are questioning. Holy Ghost says, I passed by that place, that sister there, that brother there, you have not seen the church, you are questioning. He says, sow your seed, you are questioning. He said, pray, you are questioning. Pray, then you will do this. God takes care of us. Sign of the cross. Are you a footballer? Like, where is the power? If that was powerful, in fact, we will not even know sign of the cross. In the spirit, your faith is equal to your works in Christ. Praise the Lord. Most importantly, your obedience to the word of God. You do what the word says do, and you see what the word promised you will see. Praise the Lord. That's why it doesn't matter. The word is so stable. The word is forever settled. The results from the word, they are stable and settled. If your situation is so bad and you stick with what is stable, you will have stable result. Should I repeat it? I should repeat it. I should take it again. He's exalted his word above his name. His word is forever settled. Settled in heaven. All the results from the word in Christ, they are yea and amen. Settled. If you obey the word, you will get the settled results the word has promised. So, when you stick with what is established, your result will be established. It doesn't matter your experiences. Because it's been taken care of already in that establishment. You are the one who is not stable. That's why your results are unstable. If you become stable with God, you have stable results. And to be stable with God is to be stable with the word and have faith in God, in Christ. It's too powerful. Sister Nini, what has the word said? If God has said you will marry, how do you know your heart is looking for that lover? It's clear that the Holy Ghost has put that desire there. It will come. Shall be a chance. It will come. It will come. That job will come. That marriage will come. That cash will come. That joy will come. That visa will come. No matter the number of times you are refused. If you stick with what is stable, you have stable result. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a big clap of praise. Hallelujah. That's somebody. I know why you who said depressed to be. No, why you? Misano. Rehearse our cry. Oh, ma. Otia circle. Why you who? Boko. Mobo. Oboa. Catch us. Oboa. Oboa. And you cannot scare God. You can't bully God. Emotional blackmail. Me. God is not your boyfriend though. who is very, very like responsive to your emotions alone. Now I domesticate, you too. Oh, open say, oh, can some change and go for no come and from. Now why you waiting? Now why you home? Oh, my dear, are you free? Bae, are you okay? I'm okay. Are you okay? Are you okay? I'm okay. But it looks like you are not okay. I'm okay. And then I'm going and then once I'm afraid, I better die. You know, I'm on. Yankupon. God. wo eno tie te se wo ja hoko da da da. If you will rise in faith, he will meet you. Pepe pe. He that cometh to God must have faith. He must know that he is and is a rewarder of them that diligently rise in faith. You can't blackmail God. You can't blackmail God. Catch you saying, "Yami, why dada? Jai blackmail, no? Rise up. God has done it already. Clap your hands for the Lord. It's too powerful. Can we pray? Small prayer, yeah? Lift your hands now. Lift your hands now. Lift your hands now. Lift your hands. Thank him for the word you have heard. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for the word you have heard. Oh, Shabaro Kapahasa. Thank him. Father, I thank you that I'm walking in wonders. Everybody, come on, prepare your heart. There is no one else like you. Yes, Lord. There is no one else like you. Open your mouth. Come on, God, you are great. Yeah, la ba ba. You are miracle. Please, you understand the song. Raise your hand. Come on. Feel intimate. Intimate with the Holy Ghost. There is no one else for you. My God, open your mouth. It's okay, little babasha. Iquare de nemeno koshere. Iala baba kapasa. Ashala kepe. Lift your hands and pray. Alekopare shode bade. Itora bakapata sala bade. Shala kepara na 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 na. Adila gara beheso. Shakore bose kleto. Irekope reso. Shekore bereso. Ikore sole bereso. Ashaka patala baha. Open your mouth and pray. This is your window. It's your window for the miraculous. Yeshole ke paredose. Ikwera no se perekose. Share goze. Open your mouth and pray. Yes, 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 yes. Eko rabahasa. Open your mouth and pray. Father, this week, as I step out there, may I see your wonders. Lead me in the way that I should go. Sheko remokose. Iyade regerebo My God, my God, open your mouth and pray.
There is no one else like you. There is no one.
Yes, Lord. Lift your hand and say, Father, I tap into the supernatural. One more time, I'm not hearing you. Say, Father, I tap into the supernatural. I tap into that grace from the Holy Ghost to step into the supernatural. Supernatural abundance. Supernatural flow of the act of God. The miraculous of God. As I pray right now, I assess the window of the miraculous. Open your mouth right now. We have 5 minutes to pray. I assess the window of the miraculous. Come on, be steady and pray. I assess the window of the supernatural, of the wonders, of the miraculous. I assess Shale Pareya Aparata Pata Etorebete Ezelemetetepe Eshatala Patakapa. I assess, yes, Hoshele Parese Ikora Patakala Paka Asoleke Para Asentele Peria Asontalia Ekula Para Ezule Pere Eshala Para Etoria Paya Asala Para Ashatale. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands. Say, Father,
Father,
the prophet spoke to the woman.
The prophet spoke to the woman.
She heard clearly
what the requirement was.
And even though she struggled, she did it on time. As I have heard your word this morning, and I have known the requirement, I pray for the sacrificial heart to do what you are telling me. Whatever you have already told me, I receive the anointing, the grace to do it sacrificially. Let your power come upon me to take that bold step. Stop in your mouth and pray that prayer for the work of God, for your personal life, whatever. Come on now. I have heard your voice. I have heard your word. I pray for what it takes to walk in it. In the name of Jesus, lift your hand. The woman doing it by inference simply means that she believed the word of God and imposed it over her experiences. Drought everywhere. Problem everywhere. You are going to say, I have received your word. Father, I accept your word. I accept your promises. I accept your power. Now I speak over my experiences. My experiences are turning into miracles. They are turning into the product you already had in mind before this challenge arose. I declare the end result. I declare the end result. The mountain is moving. Let the mountain move. Let the valley be raised. I declare my experiences will not overcome me. I have overcome my experiences. I declare that I'm not poor. I declare that I'm not sick. I declare that I am rich. I am well. Open your mouth right now and pray. Open your mouth. Declare, I accept your will. I accept your will. Over my conditions. I accept it.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There was a portion, he said, the prophet said, thus saith the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Your food will not be wasted.
Amen.
Your oil will not be wasted.
Amen.
Please raise your hand. That's the season now.
Oh, yes.
I stand here as God's prophet.
Jesus.
And I declare over you, whatever is drying up in your life,
Jesus,
from today, let it begin to move in the abundance level.
Amen.
If you are drying up gynecologically, married here, drying up, unmarried,
Jesus,
drying up,
Jesus,
I declare in the name of Jesus, may there be supernatural supplies.
Amen.
Of abundance of whatever your system needs.
Amen.
To be fruitful in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever is drying up in the business space for you, from today, your energy will not be wasted.
Amen.
That resource, that your initial investment, it shall not be wasted.
Amen.
Whether it's your energy, it's your skill, it's an effort you are putting, it's money you are putting, it shall not be wasted in the name of Jesus. Whatever is drying up, creating a drought situation, a drying situation, I declare right now, receive abundance.
Amen.
Now.
Receive
now
it.
Abundance of favor.
Amen.
Abundance of open doors.
Amen.
Abundance of money.
Amen.
Abundance of helpers.
Amen.
Abundance of everything.
Amen.
Receive abundance in the name of Jesus.
It.
Receive abundant resources.
Receive, it.
Receive plenty men.
Receive it.
Plenty women.
Receive
plenty
it.
Money. Plenty opportunities. Receive what money cannot buy. Receive what money cannot buy.
Receive
what money cannot buy.
Receive
what money cannot buy. This month of November.
Yes,
receive what money cannot buy.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, I declare your people are blessed.
Amen.
I declare they are blessed.
Amen.
I declare you are blessed.
Amen.
Whatever was going down starts going up.
Amen.
Your beauty is going up.
Amen.
Your desirability is going up.
Amen.
Your attractiveness is going up.
Amen.
May you be pleasant.
Yes, Lord.
May you be goodly.
Amen.
In the eyes of your helpers.
Amen.
May your helpers remember you.
Amen.
It shall be well with you.
Amen.
Go and prosper.
Amen.
This week you will prosper.
Amen.
You will return here with your testimony.
Amen.
Give the Lord a shout of amen.
Yeah.
Shout of victory.
Yeah.
Shout of victory.
Yeah.
Shout of amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Give him a shout of praise.
Amen.
Don't be diplomatic.
Yeah.
If you are walking in wonders, come on, man. Give him.
prophesy to somebody, I have stepped into that zone.
I have stepped into that zone.
I have stepped into the zone of the wonders.
Into the miraculous.
Prophesy to somebody. Tell somebody,
hey,
I have just stepped into it.
I have just stepped into it.
It's working for me now.
It's working for me now.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
It's working for somebody.
It is working for somebody.
Give the Lord a big clap offering. Hallelujah.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.